Well, welcome back. Happy Sunshine Sunday. This is the Highway to Heaven podcast hosted by Brian and Elaine Karam. Yes, me and yours and mine truly. And this is season 4, episode 13 of the Highway to Heaven podcast. And today is a special one. We have Deaconess Lily Woods taught today. I'm telling you, it was awesome on the fourth series of her title that she's taught before. And they're all good, but it's talking about the love of God. That is the topic. And this is the fourth part of the love of God. And it was awesome. Never get tired of it, because the love of God is everything. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing to hear her back after taking a short break. And we all need a break sometime, right? Well, God brought her back and she got up and taught. And the message was a right on time message, because the whole Bible is about the love of God. So you can never get tired of hearing it. Always learn something new. And that is the main reason we're all here, redeemed and saved, is because of God's love. He picked us all up from somewhere, down in the mire, and made us somebody, and cleansed us and washed us and brought us out of sin. God is everything, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be saved in this season. I'm sure you all are too. What we're going to do, we're just going to take a short break. We're going to have one sponsored message. And then we're going to come back, and yours and mine is truly Brian Crump. I really do love my husband. Brian is an excellent person. I'm thankful for him. And it's because of the love of God that me and Brian are just getting better and better at our love for one another. And this marriage thing is new to both of us, but it's a beautiful thing. We're thankful. And we can honestly say we've had far more good days than we do bad. But if anybody out there is married, you know you're going to have good days or bad days. But that's where the love is true. When you love someone, you learn to accept that sin there, that part of us that are fleshly. Nobody has arrived and made it. And it's because of God's love that shows us how we need to love and respond to one another in those times that are not so great. But we've had more good times than we have bad times, and we love each other so much that we can get through that, right? So this message is really a blessing to everyone, to learn about the love of God, how much God suffered and gave for us to be healed and forgiven of all our sins in spite of our own mess, right? So it's a blessing. So as I said, we're just going to take one sponsored message, and then we're going to come back and we're going to jump right into what we do. And matter of fact, I wanted to also make that announcement that this particular one will be our last time that me and Brian will actually expound and recap. You guys will have the honor to actually hearing those who actually taught at the pre-recorded. You'll get an opportunity to hear them for yourselves. They are great. It may not be our voices, but the message is still cool and great. God uses them in an amazing way. We know you're going to enjoy it regardless. But starting as soon as, unless we're actually teaching, because we're Sunday school, me and Brian both teach at times when God leads us to teach. So that'll still be a pre-recorded. So we might as well go ahead, and we have updated the vocals of everybody. So now we really feel everybody's good enough speaking through the mic and our sound control, to the point where we can actually let them have the authenticity of teaching, hearing them teach as themselves instead of us recapping. So it's going to be beautiful. Once again, we're going to take a short one time. We're going to take one sponsor message, then we're going to come back. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you in part by The Woman on the Train. Do you enjoy short stories with a twist? Look no further. The Woman on the Train is the book for you. See what happens when Brian boards a train and a woman locks her eyes into his eyes as their worlds collide. People say leave her alone and avoid her at all costs, but this eerie woman has the power to tap deep into Brian's inner being. He tried to leave, but he cannot. He tried to avoid her, but he cannot. This book is available through Amazon on both paperback and ebook formats. Just go to Amazon.com and type in the search box, The Woman on a Train by Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Crump, C-R-U-M-P. If you desire a signed copy and you are in the Rockford, Chicago area, then email the show and I will make sure that you get that personalized signed copy.
Well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that one sponsored message. Once again, this is season 4, episode 13 of the Highway to Heaven podcast. And me and yours truly, Brian, are here and we're just ready to get into this because it was a powerful message. It is part 4. And we're ready. The message today, I'm telling you, it was really, really a blessing to hear about just the love of God. It is everything. God loves us deeper than we can even understand love. So Brian is going to, we're going to go ahead and go into the recapping. And as I said before, it will, starting real soon here, we are just going to be having the teacher, the official voice. We're going to record them, pre-record them live. And you'll be able to hear Pastor Murphy's teaching, and you'll be able to actually listen to Deaconess Lily Wood as she teaches live when she teaches. And we will no longer be recapping and expounding on her particular message or scriptures, which is going to be excellent. Okay, you go right ahead, Brian. Let us go ahead and jump right into this excellent message today.
Okay, the first scripture, there's a couple that's in the book of Matthew. The first one is Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Again, that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
And that is all about God's love. That's why it's not the easiest. I think I've said this numerous of times on the Highway to Heaven podcast. The word is so good, but it is hard to do. So we got to put on the mind of Christ to actually do that scripture. What do you think?
Well, most definitely. I mean, it's hard to love your enemy. It's hard to pray for those who just wants to persecute you. So It's hard to do those things.
But isn't that the true character of God? That's why he said his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
And that's what's going on today. People have their own idea of love, and it's so temporary. All it takes for you to look at them the wrong way and they hate you. So it's that's why he said their love will wax cold. We got to really learn to put on his characters of true love,
mm-hmm.
According to the word of God, not our own idea of love. Some people, love is with conditions. That's what I wanted to say. The world's love may think is love, but it's really with conditions. I only love you if you do this for me.
Right.
I only love you if you look this way. I only love you if you go here, give me this amount of money, or give me something. It's not even about that. Real love is unconditional. I don't owe you nothing for it. I don't have to do nothing for you to get it. That is what real love is.
Yep, that's true, because there's a lot of people who, well, you know, if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody
else?
That's true.
Oh, that's
true. So if you can't even love yourself, then the thing about love is just going to be absent from your mind.
That's true.
Okay, we're going to go to a couple of scriptures, a few scriptures in John. And John chapter 13, verse 35. John chapter 13, verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one another.
Absolutely. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's a light that we should shine, and we definitely should love one another.
Right.
How can you share the same kingdom, be king, call yourself kingdom people, which are the people of God, and yet you can't love each other? You won't be in the same place. You know, so, and the Bible says no unrighteousness shall inherit the kingdom. So mm-hmm. If you're sitting around hating, I would seek God for deliverance really quick here. You know what I mean? So that's really true about that particular scripture.
Yes, it is. Okay, this one is this scripture, next scripture is actually like a back-to-back scripture. So I'm going to read them together. It's John chapter 15, verse 12 and verse 13. John chapter 15, verse 12. And verse 13. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Absolutely. And thank God, Jesus is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That's why he said that. Because thank God we actually, when it says lay down your life these days, it means just deny, just to put your brothers before you. It doesn't mean you have to go hang yourself, like kill yourself like Jesus did. Or not kill himself, but make yourself a sacrifice through the death, actual death. Jesus already did that for you.
Right.
So that's what it means. When you really love somebody, sometimes it requires sacrifice of yourself.
And some people, they say that they love and they'll do anything for a person, but you never know that until the true test of time comes.
Right.
With that. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to do, but it's required if we're to be like God.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go a couple of books down here to Romans. Chapter 13, verse 10. That's Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling the law.
Absolutely. When we talk about the love is the only thing that's everlasting. Because it has nothing to do with natural. It's really a spiritual thing when you truly love someone. It's not having sex with someone. It's like I said, it's not buying someone. It's unconditional. You know it's unconditional when God tells you to love your enemies.
Yes.
And what is loving your enemies? Somebody can say, how can I love my enemies? Well, you love them through showing them respect regardless. You still owe them. You can't be rude towards them. If you read all of the what it says love is, and the one said love is not rude, love is not self-seeking, that tells you how you should treat your enemies.
And so love is kind.
Love is kind. That doesn't mean, now, like you said, it doesn't mean you have to be in their face all the time or even have them all around or even like them, because like is a whole different thing. Like and love does not go together. But
we all know that comes with condition. It's a preference. I like Brian and I love Brian. Mm-hmm. So that's just comes with the deepness of the relationship, but it's more important that I love Brian. But you gotta be, so those things right there, you gotta know the difference.
Yeah, because like and love is right, but it's kind of like me saying, well, I like this dress.
Yes.
And this dress could be a green dress, which is not my favorite color, for example.
Right.
But let's say I love this dress because pink is my favorite color. And that deepness of liking, enjoying that dress, that could be on my wife. That I could say I love her in that dress. Mm-hmm. Because I love her as my wife and I love the dress and it's my favorite color and looks good on her. Mm-hmm. But just saying I like doesn't really mean, it means you can do without. It means it doesn't really mean that you need it. You can do without.
And we could just look at it this way. When did they say in the word of God, when did they use the word like when Jesus was ministering? Mm-hmm. You didn't hear the word like one time. They rejected Jesus, plain and simple. We were just saying that the word like is a preference. Mm-hmm. It's not, has it, so it doesn't have any great value. But love endures forever. And love is very beautiful. It's just the way you understand love. So, yeah, you know.
Okay, so we're going to go a few books down here to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Repeat that.
And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Absolutely. That's similar to the one we read earlier, a scripture we read earlier. But yeah, that love, the love of God within us, putting on his mind and his characters are very important.
Yes, and it says to be like him too, so.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to move a little bit down here to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from their faith, from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
So absolutely, we all know that. And you got to make sure that scripture has been twisted so many times. He did not say that money was evil. He did not say that. It's when you're perverted and you make money a god by loving it. The word love is a deep thing. We just talked about that.
And that's the difference in like and love. Because it's for the love.
It's okay to like money. It's okay to like money. But to love money is like to put it before everything else. Mm-hmm. And to make it, it's an idol. It's like a god. People do anything for money. Like that song, What People Do for Money. It was a rap song once before. And that's true. People do literally, people that don't have God in their life and don't have God first. And I would even say some saints who don't have God first. And then the money is a greed. It's a sin. But I'm just simply saying. The love of money, people that'll kill. Look at all the stuff people do for money. And don't have, you know, people kill other people, get insurances and kill other people to get their money. So, yeah, the love of money is the root of evil. Absolutely.
Yeah, the OJs came out with a song back in the day called Money, Money, Money.
Oh, yeah. You
know, people would kill their brother for the love of money. So, yeah. Okay, we have two more here, and we're going to go a little bit further down to 1 John. Okay? 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Reread that scripture.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Yeah, if you're not of God, you can't really hear. You don't really have the understanding to know how to receive the word of God. You can't receive it because you don't understand it.
So, and when you don't understand, and when you don't receive it, and you don't understand it, it's always good to ask, well, what does it mean to try to understand?
Right.
Because even Jesus spoke in parables.
Right. But that's what it's saying. You have to have the Holy Spirit to understand the things that are spiritual. Let me say it that way.
Right. Exactly. Okay, last verse is same book, same chapter, 1 John chapter 4. But we're going to go down to verse 19. And this is just a simple scripture that sums up everything. We love him because he first loved us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in saying that, is that the last scripture?
That was the last scripture.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was still good. You know, all those scriptures. And like we said, you can always follow along and just do a little Bible study yourself. Take it a little bit further than the Highway to Heaven podcast if you need to. And that's okay. But thank you for tuning in. I'm telling you, the Highway to Heaven, once again, is available every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time right here in the USA. You want to say the closing prayer, baby?
I can.
Go right ahead. Everybody just bow your head wherever you are.
And Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone who tuned in to the Highway to Heaven podcast. We also thank them for their ears to listen.
Yes.
Not to what we have to say, but to expound on what the scriptures have to say.
Right.
Let them know that the scriptures are there for them.
Amen.
And for us to adhere by, rules to live by. And for those who have an ear, let them hear. And we thank you for everyone that's listening all around the world. Well, if they're in Japan, if they're in England, if they're in Yugoslavia, Poland, Russia, wherever you are, we thank you for lending us your ears to spread forth the goodness of God, the goodness of Christ. And we ask for God and his angels to protect everyone who listens to this podcast and those abroad. And we thank you for you, because without you, there would not be a highway to heaven. And without God, there would not be an us.
Amen.
And we ask that you go in peace to your safe haven. And we thank you once again. Protect everyone, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Peace and love.